Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Y'all know me, I'm Big, the co-host, and we got some special guests. 502 Sneaker Plugs. Man, welcome to the set, man.
Thank you for having us.
All right, no problem. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I'm Ethan, 502 Sneaker Plug. I started the company last January. I'm the head of sneakers and do a little bit of clothing as well, but mainly just the sneakers.
I'm Josh. Me and him both run 502 Fitted. It's the clothing page. We're a partnership with him, and I'll let you go to it.
I'm Connor. I do the vintage. I help out with the shoes. I do it all. I run 502 Fitted with him, and then I help out with 502 Sneaker Plug a lot.
So do y'all got a separate Instagram page, 502
we
Fitted?
We got two. So we got 502 Fitted, which is all clothing, mm-hmm. and then we got a 502 Sneaker Plug.
It basically encapsulates everything in the store.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you say, how long y'all been at like the actual storefront? Like,
we opened July 28th.
Ah, okay, that's dope.
A little bit less than a month ago now.
Ah, okay. How's it like? What was the process of like finding the spot? Like, was that a tedious process? How was that?
The spot, I worked with a good family friend. He owns his own company for a while, and a spot that he owned opened up, and it was kind of a junker. And he said if I put the work into it to renovate the space, so I worked on it from April, May, June, and then all the way till the end of July. And completely flip the space around and now paying rent on that. But we're getting a good deal, so we can run it out of there. And it's a pretty, it's a small space, but it's a good start.
Okay. So, like, how'd y'all get started in the shoe game? Like how'd y'all get started, like, in the clothes? Like, how did y'all get started and come together?
Go ahead, Ethan.
So, it was really my cousin, Kevin. He had a good sneaker collection growing up, and he was always getting new stuff in, and just I'd see all his shoes and I thought it was crazy and I wanted to have that on my own, and I didn't realize there was a market for it. I just was a big fan of the fashion aspect of it. And then as I got older, I was kind of looking for some money, started needing that money as I became a teenager, and was looking in my closet for some old shoes. I had some Jordans and I just threw them on Poshmark, and within like 10 minutes I made $50 off each of them, and I was like, dang, I just made $100. So I grabbed one more pair, put it on there, another $50 in like 30 minutes. And I was like, is there a market for this? So I started researching and found out that it's huge. And I didn't even realize that you could resell. I liked the hype culture and the streetwear culture, but I didn't realize that there was actually like money to be made there. And that's where I really clicked with it and started doing it.
Oh, okay.
Mine was kind of similar to him, except it was very recently. I was walking around, I was like a broke college kid. And I would go visit my friends at other schools. They would always go shopping before we went out. And I was like, hey, there's a big market for this. How can I get into it? Reach out to some people and got into it, the clothing-wise.
For me, it's always been just personal collecting. I've always liked shoes and clothes, always been into it, everything. Recently, when COVID hit, the market for vintage went up, and I was already into it and already liking it. So I started selling it and been doing good ever since with it.
So why do you think during COVID the vintage went up? Like, is it
TikTok?
Really?
100% TikTok.
TikTok, that's a lot of influence.
Dunks went up because of TikTok.
And money. People were getting checks during.
Yeah. Carhartt kind of blew up with TikTok a little bit. I mean, there's brands. Carhartt's been around forever. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big brand. But I'm just saying it got popping. Like,
yeah,
Carhartt sells good for me. There's certain things. Marlboro came back in style.
The cigarette?
Yep. Marlboro clothing.
They got clothes?
I like okay. Vintage clothing. Yeah, okay. You know, yeah. Stuff like that. Any Louisville and Kentucky, I mean, we got Kentucky and Louisville gear out the wazoo. So if you need it, come get it. We sell that all the time as a good mover for us. But that's what I'm saying. With TikTok, definitely helped.
I think that whole 80s, 90s like culture came back around like with TikTok. People started liking it. And I think that's really where it roots from is the 89.
I don't like TikTok. Yeah. I'm not a TikTok person either.
Yes. I'm not really a TikTok person either. I could.
Nah.
When they was talking about banning TikTok, I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, no, I can do without it.
Yeah, yeah, I can do without it. Yeah. And so what's y'all grails, man? What's the, like, y'all, you know, the cream of the crop? Like, if you ain't already got it, like a shoe that you want, you already got.
Show them feet.
I've got two, the UNC Off-White ones, the blue ones. That's like my number one, I guess you could say, just because that came out right as I was in like middle school and really started getting into it and watching all the videos and stuff. And it was always so expensive, and I've tried to get my hands on them for a good price and just haven't come around it yet. And then my second one, got them on today.
There you go.
Travis Scott Fragment Lows. That's like, I like them just as much, but I consider it like number two because it's a little newer than the other ones. I've liked the other ones for longer, so I put these at number two, and I picked them up for a good price today, and probably going to eventually flip them, but for now, I'm going to get my wares out of them, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, guy? What about y'all? Go ahead. Y'all grill. What's the top? It could be clothes, shoes. What's that?
I say the grill right now in clothing is Hellstar because basically nobody can get their hands on it because it's they do really random drops, and you have to know people to get them links and like get the early access to the drops. So Hellstar is probably the grail of clothing right now.
Okay,
for me,
what about Palm Angels? Y'all, my little sister likes Palm. She's y'all age.
That's so hard to get too.
Palm Angels is hard to get, but it's just super expensive. Like, yeah, it's super over what people are willing to pay for it.
Yeah, retail like $1,000.
Yeah,
really?
Sometimes on certain stuff.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So my sister got some money.
She was got some
that's
money.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because it gets packaged to the house all the fucking time. Yeah. She don't really come out of her room much, but when she comes out fly. You know.
She like antisocial?
Yeah, she's antisocial. Yeah.
Well, the antisocial, there's a brand.
Does she like it? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
There's an antisocial social club is what it's called.
Yeah, okay.
That sells well, too. So it's a lot of people during COVID that blew up, too, because everybody was in the house. Everybody went antisocial on the world. So that brand blew up. I mean,
yeah,
skyrocketed. Their T-shirts, they go crazy, too. They got some dope colorways, dope designs, stuff like that. So
what's your grail shoe, Connor?
My grail shoe, definitely the Off-White Air Max. I just love Air Max. That's my favorite shoe ever.
And to the Off-White Air Max?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I like the black ones. Just the black. And then
the 90s?
Yeah.
And okay.
And then my personal like grail that I have, White Cement Force. That's my all-time favorite shoe. It was my first Jordan I ever got. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's dope. So. I like the 4s, the 5s, but my favorite Jordan is the 12s, man. I love them. The Flu Game 12, the Flu Game's coming out next year. It's some big releases.
Yeah, man. Next year is going to be racking people's pockets.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the day I come back out. Yeah. The Galaxy Foams, I hope I can pray to, you know, to the Lord.
Yeah.
You're a big foam guy?
Yep, I'm a big foam guy. Yeah, they comfortable. They, you know, and I'm not really a hype guy. So, like you said, they not as hype right now. And it's kind of like, because I wore my Weatherman. So, I got a story about that. He's like, oh, man, I ain't seen a pair of foams.
Yeah.
I get more compliments on my foams than anything. But I was playing 2K back in 2020. I did not really a gamer. But my guy on there had the Weatherman. So, I always wanted a pair. And I found, you know, a seller on a Facebook market, and I got me a pair. So, that was, I ain't going to say it's my grail, but, you know.
Everybody got their own style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Foams are so different than anything else. You can, they stand out. You see 50 people walk by, you'll know who's wearing a foam faucet.
Yeah. Okay. So, how did y'all get the capital to get, like, you said you bought 72 pairs. Like,
really just from sneakers. I started like last year. I had nothing at the beginning of the year. I started working a job, at the end of the year before that, and I started getting a job pretty young. Like, I was like 13, and I just would save up my money a lot. I wasn't like buying myself a bunch of like expensive stuff. I was just kind of saving it until I needed it for something. And when I found out that there was a market for shoes, I put all my money into it, and it's paid off a lot. I've gotten scammed a couple times off of just different deals, but yeah, just spend 500, make 700, spend 700, make 1,000, all the way until to the point now where we're spending 14 grand in a day like we did today.
No shit. So how'd you get scammed? Like, could you talk about how time you took a loss? Or, you know, how, like,
there's different ways. The most annoying way, I'd say, is the people online. I'd hope everyone in their heart is good, but can't always assume that when you don't know somebody and you can't see a face on a screen. So I sent somebody $400 one time for some shoes to send, and he brought them to UPS on the phone with me. And right after I sent the payment, he blocked me, and I never heard from him again. And I sent him the money willingly, so you can't get a refund.
Right.
And then there's fake shoes, which are going like that nowadays. There's fakes of every single expensive shoe you could want, and even just the general release stuff has it now. But I mean, there was a girl I met, and she brought me, like, I spent $2,500 on her, and they were all fake when I got home. It was like dark out, met at a gas station, went through them all, made a price, went home. I'm looking at them, and not good. I lost all that money.
Oh, wow. Like, and I noticed, like, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but the fakes back in my day, I graduated high school. Oh, wait. Like, so back in my, like, the fakes was terrible back then, but yeah, these fakes, tell. Oh my God, yeah. These is, you know what
they're
I mean?
Good now. They got the quality now. They got everything on them now. The only thing, like, that's how it's hard for us. So sometimes we're in a position where we don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Some shoes where it's like we look at it and we might think it's real, but it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good thing. There's apps now that you can check everything. So he can send in a picture of the shoes. Either you pay a little fee or you wait a certain time. They'll send you back, say they're good or not. So that helps us out a little bit too.
It sucks to get scammed, but
yeah. It
does help you figure out. You see, oh dang, these are fake.
Yeah,
and then you kind of like make the adjustments. You see, like, this is what's fake on it. This is what's off. So I had no idea back then, but especially since opening a store, it's something you need to know. I can't be buying fakes and selling fakes. So I've gotten a lot better at being able to look at a shoe and tell off of it whether it's real or fake. I've called out a couple. I haven't gotten any fakes in yet that I've bought, luckily, so far. And everything I've thought was fake ended up being fake. So we're getting good at it. Connor's gained a lot of knowledge. He already knew a lot. And Josh has gained a lot of knowledge in clothing. But again, he's just now getting into shoes. So he's gotten a lot better with clothing since we've started, for sure. But clothing's hard. There's no app for it.
Right.
Because it's really just like the quality, the material of the shirt and stuff. So they can't tell on a picture. So you got to like look at it in person and really know your shit on that.
Mm-hmm. They even fake the vintage. Do they fake the vintage stuff too?
It's kind of hard. Yeah. Sometimes.
So, well, they're now coming back out with like reprints.
Yeah.
So it's screen printed t-shirts now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even TJ Maxx sells race car tees that are all over race car tees, but they're not the vintage race car tee.
Right.
And it's just a difference in that. So sometimes people will even bring that into our store, and it's like they're trying to sell a tee that came out last year, and it's like that's not what we are about with the vintage in that aspect. So we might not take that, but we might take something that's from 1990 that has been stuffed in that closet forever. That's the vintage aspect of it, and it sells different. So,
and we're actually in talks to try to develop an app for that will legit check clothes. It's just super hard because the dimensions in the fabric can't really capture like on a camera because you have to be personally there to feel it.
So y'all trying to get your own app started?
That's long term, but yeah, definitely.
Because I follow somebody on Instagram and he smells, like he said you could smell the difference in the glue.
Yep. On shoes, definitely.
You can, really?
So even with a new pair too, like sometimes people will say this is new and it's not new.
Mm-hmm.
He can smell it right away and tell if it's factory or not, like straight from the factory, the smell or not. Because you can just tell off a new shoe or not.
Even with new shoes though, it's like you smell something. Like, not even just a shoe. It sounds kind of stupid when you say, oh, I smelled the shoe and I can tell it's fake. But, like, imagine smelling the same scent every time you get in your car every single day. And then one day you get in and it's, like, similar, but it's not the same. You'd pick up on it. And that's kind of how it is with sneakers. Like, it's the exact same smell every time from Nike. And then a different factory makes almost the same exact shoe, but you sniff it and it's, like, you can just tell.
Yeah.
It's different smell.
It's weird.
So how do y'all feel about people wearing fakes and counterfeits? Like, how do you? I think it's kind of corny if you ask me.
I
think
that
it's kind of like, I think sometimes if you're not knowledgeable enough to know it's fake, you can get away with it. Like if you're at the park and you see somebody wearing it and you're like, oh my God, that's crazy. He must be super rich. And it like makes you kind of look wealthy.
Yeah.
But when you know what you're doing, and a lot of the people who are wearing the expensive shoes know other people that are wearing those expensive shoes, whether they're real or fake. And then it kind of makes them look like a cornball. Like when you see somebody walking around in a $1,200 pair of shoes, but you can tell they're fake. It's like, why are you trying to look rich when, right, like, just wear something that you can afford? Like, it's kind of like a novelty to be able to afford something expensive. And that's kind of what makes it so cool, is that you can say that, oh yeah, I've wanted this for so long. I've saved up. It's something I've always wanted. And now I got it. And it's kind of just like, you see somebody buys it for $5. You're like, what's right. the fun in that?
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask y'all this. So what is the most overhyped? What would you say is the most overhyped sneaker or clothing? Like,
Connor, what do you think?
Overhyped for me, Supreme was overhyped for a while. They're dying down now, but Supreme was up there for a while. It was crazy. I mean, hoodies were selling for thousands, $1,500 on a hoodie, and it's just, I never personally liked it. I get it, it's just as Supreme with a box.
Yeah,
it's nothing big to me.
Me personally, everybody loves it right now, like I said earlier, but I think Hellstar is super overhyped for the designs that they come out with. It's just not.
So I'm not that even cool hit, to I don't me. Know. I'm about to loop. I don't even know what that is. Hellstar. I may have
it's a newer. It's
that.
A newer one. Yeah, they it's just very came out new. Recently, but yeah. they kind of got like a all over print design usually, or something like that, graphic tee looking on that. But I mean, their stuff's cool. They got some good stuff. Ethan, what you think?
If people are watching this video and they're keeping up with the sneaker market, they're gonna think I'm crazy. But I think CPFM is kind of a little bit overrated for what they do. Mm. That and Supreme. Connor doesn't agree with me, I can tell. But just the what they're blowing up on right now is they do crazy things. But then right now they've got these Air Forces that came out. It's like a regular white Air Force, but they just have CPFM going down the side of it in white lettering. And they're going for like $500. And I can't stand that. And the Supreme Air Forces that just have normal shoe, but it says Supreme right here on the, like, it's like, come on. That's so similar to an $80 shoe and they're selling for $500. Like, I just.
They're not similar.
So who had the big red boots? Who was that? The big.
Oh my God. Those are, yeah.
A lot of people have had them. So Mischief made them.
Okay, that's right.
Is a creator who does Cardi? That. But I hate those.
Me too.
So those are the ugliest thing ever to come out.
I think Yeezys overall is just kind of like, I never
hate
got the
Yeezys
hype.
Too. I don't.
I love Yeezys.
Really?
I think they're just so comfortable. Comfortable. The comfort aspect. The look of it is a little outdated. It didn't hold well with time, but the actual just comfortability of them, like I could wear them. I wear them almost every single day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I think it's a lot of. Ain't they selling them on Temu now?
It's not comfortable at all, though. That's the easiest thing to legit check for me.
Yeah.
You can feel it. It's just hard as a rock. And then the real ones, it's like so smooth. Like nobody can recreate the boost in them like Adidas does.
Okay. So what's your favorite Jordan? Like what's your favorite, you know, number, color? What would y'all say?
What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Right now the most popular are threes and fours, but in my opinion, I think ones are the best.
Yeah.
Just it's just so classic, and they're pretty comfortable, and they just it's the Jordan. It's the Jordan.
So no to mids. I heard Jordan mids are.
I don't like mids.
Yeah, I heard that's like the kind of is either lows or the highs. No mids, huh?
I like the highs the best, and then the lows. I don't like the lows. I mean, I'm wearing lows right now, but these are like a special one. But like on a regular release pair of shoes, Jordan 1 highs are probably my favorite. And then fours, threes, 11s. And I actually, sixes have grown a lot on me since I've started reselling. I never really liked them in the beginning, but now.
I like sixes.
Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, I've never been a huge sneakerhead because I always wear big sizes. Unless you got NBA money, it's hard to get your hands on a lot of them. But I've always liked 12s and Jordan 12s.
Like, yeah, I like
the 12s. Really the only ones I've been able to get, honestly. So that's it.
For me, it's definitely 4s. I've got a bunch of 4s in my collection. Second favorite, 11s. I love 11s too. So,
what's your favorite 4s?
My favorite 4s are the white cements. That's probably
that's right.
That's what I started with. Uh-huh. So that's. But my overall, I.
I think I've seen your Instagram.
Thunders, and, the Thunders, and the black and yellow ones. Yeah. I'm a Steelers fan, so I love them too. What are you a fan of?
Green Bay.
Why are there no Colts fans around here?
Come on, no, it should be.
I'm a big Colts fan. My dad grew up in Indiana, so I've grown up a Colts fan. But I swear, nobody's ever a Colts fan around here.
Right, you would think we just 2 hours away.
Right.
Green Bay's solid. You know, like it's hard to stay a fan of them. They choke every year, but.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started, man.
Jeez.
Every year, man. Just choke job. That year we had, we was at home and we had Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, just every year. Aaron Rodgers, I love him, but he just a choker. Choked 3 years in a row. Then we lost to Detroit to make it to the playoffs at home. San Francisco the year after that. I don't know. They blame it on the defense, but if you pick Tom Brady off three times in the second half and you don't win the game, that's the quarterback. That's not the defense.
What do you think about Jordan Love?
I like Jordan Love. I would have held off giving that big contract, but I don't know. I like Jordan Love. But the thing is, though, our skill position players, like, we don't really pay our skill position players. No, like, Aaron Rodgers was there for, 18 years, 17 years. And the only time they drafted a skill position player in the first round was
Cobb.
No, it wasn't Randall Cobb.
Jordan Nelson?
No, it wasn't Jordan Nelson. It was Jordan Love, his backup. That's the only time we spent. That's the only time we spent a first round pick on a tight end receiver, our running back, our quarterback. It's crazy.
That is wild. Yeah.
And so I don't know, but I think I seen your Instagram in the What the Fours. You like the What the Fours?
Yeah.
I liked it. I had those for a while. I had them baby blue and black ones for a little minute, but I don't hold on to my Jordans at all. I don't. They ain't that comfortable to me. I didn't got old. Yeah. You know.
They're not Air the Max most comfortable.
That's my favorite shoe. They're comfortable as can be.
What Air about Max. The? You like the fives? I love the fives.
I like my fives.
I got the metallic fives.
Which ones? The metallic, the green ones?
Nah, they're the black with the gray and red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do y'all see yourselves, man? What do y'all just started a business? So what do y'all see yourselves in the year, man? What do y'all see? This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
You know, me and Connor were kind of just talking about that on the way here. We both are big dreamers. We put our mind to something, I feel like, and we accomplish it as quick as possible. And I'm not saying just me and Connor. I'm saying Josh, too. We were talking about it. But, I mean, if you would have told me last year when I started this brand that I would be on a podcast right now talking about the store I just opened up last month, I would have never believed you. And I can see us being in a crazy place a year from now that we could never imagine now. But our goal is to be the number one seller in Kentucky and then eventually get to be the whole East Coast, be the number one. We compete with some of the big brands, but we've got the fairest prices right now. We're going to keep it that way forever for sure.
So. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you being honored to come on our podcast, man.
Definitely.
So where do you see us at, you know,
in a year? I mean, I just got into this.
Yeah.
So I won't try to say I'm some big, you know, seller, but I just think staying consistent with anything you do, trying to get 1% better every day, every week, that's all I can do. And it compounds over time. So as long as I stay consistent with everything, I mean, there's nothing that can stop us for real.
Consistency is the key, man. To anybody out there, podcasters, shoe sellers, musicians, entrepreneurs, consistency is the key. That's the cheat code, consistency. Whatever you do, be consistent with it. Working out, whatever you're doing, stay consistent. And while you're at it, subscribe to our YouTube, Big and Lazy Pod. Instagram is Big and Lazy Pod. TikTok, Twitter,
Big
Facebook.
And Lazy.
Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find us. Y'all want to check y'all socials out?
Yeah. My social, 502 Fitted or Connor Dick 7. You can follow me on either one. Hit us up for any questions or Anything y'all got about the store?
502 Fitted or Josh Posey 1. That's one personal, so like you said, just hit us up if you got any questions. Mm-hmm.
502.sneakerplug on Instagram, starting to get on TikTok a little bit. And then my personal is Ethan Skies. You'll find it if you go to the shoe Instagram. But I just want to say thank you again for having us.
Nah, we ain't done. We just mid break. We ain't done. We still got about to go.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
But y'all, go ahead. We ain't done.
I was just going to say, if any of y'all are looking to collab and you're from Louisville, stuff like this, we love to do it. I'm sure he does too. Just help both of us out, get the name out there for y'all and for us. We want to be involved in the community. And I'm sure if you're a growing business around here too, you got the same idea. So we'll work with y'all.
Yeah, any local clothing brands, if you guys want to send us some of your pieces, see if, you know, it would be something we could add to the store. We definitely want to work with a lot of local clothing brands. So,
Okay. We might be a middleman of that, you know.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to get into your background a little bit. You said you was in half, tell the audience, you said you was half college. Like, that's unique as fuck, man. Go on it.
So basically, after last year, I finished up my actual college or my high school credits I needed to graduate. Mm-hmm. So I applied because of my grades and my like academics and whatever. I was able to do something called JCTC, which is Jefferson County Technical College or Community Technical College. I don't know exactly. And I was taking two college classes a semester through the high school at the high school. And then since I did good enough in that grades wise, I mean, you just had to like pass your classes. I'm now eligible to go to Jefferson, the actual college campus in Carrollton. And that I'm taking 2 days a week, three classes a semester. So by the end of the year, I'll have taken six college classes and be done with credit wise a full year and a half of college.
That's amazing right there. I've never heard of nothing like it. You know, you halfway done with, you know, you're done with college and you ain't even got there yet. That's amazing, bro.
It really helps out with running a business because, I mean, gives you a lot more free time when you can do some work on your computer while also running a business instead of just being at school 5 days a week, held there all day.
So, okay. Fives, like you said, you excel so much in your business. Do y'all feel like any hate or any like shade to be thrown to y'all? Like, because with success comes hate and shade, you know. Do y'all feel that odd? Is it?
I feel like in the beginning, and now it's starting to get reversed. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people that I went to school with, and I mean, still currently, that they wouldn't follow the Instagram and stuff, and they kind of thought it was funny, like, oh, this kid's selling shoes, and they'd kind of like act like they were supportive of it, but wouldn't follow the page and wouldn't actually buy anything. I mean, they'd go buy the same shoe for $80 more just because they wouldn't take me seriously. And now that they see I've got the store and stuff, I've got a lot of people. Congratulations on the store. I'm going to pull up soon. And that's so crazy. I can't believe you actually did this. Everybody talks about it and you actually did it. Just like stuff like that. I can tell who really, I know who was there in the beginning and who was supportive back then and who's switching up just because we're doing good now.
Okay. So do y'all got like an online? Can they shop online? Or is it all just
coming soon? Coming soon.
It's coming soon.
Website or
like a website. You know,
you can always DM either of the pages if you want to have us ship something out to you. We can always work with you in the DMs. But as far as the website, that's coming soon.
All of our inventory gets posted on Instagram. Prices, sizing, all that, and then obviously we ship across the U.S. and you can reach us by swiping up on a story with when we post stuff or reaching out to us on our DMs. But yeah, right now, besides that, we're just in store, but we're working on developing a website so that anybody across the U.S. has no hesitation with just placing an order on there instead of going through some Instagram page.
Okay. So, excuse me. So, what was I about to say? I forgot. Man, blew my mind. You're getting old, man. I'm losing my mind. What was I about to say?
I don't know.
I see you rocking the bait, man. Is it?
Appreciate yes, sir. That. That's one of my favorite brands right here. So clothing wise, I'd say Bape and Kith are up there for me. Mm-hmm. The quality just on them, I love it. Bape for me has always been a big thing since Pharrell. Yeah. Pharrell, it was Lil Wayne had the jacket. Yeah, back then the Bapesters were going crazy. That's one thing that I want in my collection. I don't got Bapesters.
Are they still around?
They're still around.
They just got hit with a lawsuit by Nike, though.
Really?
Copying their designs.
After all these years?
Yeah, like 15 years late, but yeah.
No shit.
Copying the Air Force One.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember, y'all remember, what was his name? I'm in the Hellcat. Remember, he had a, like the little knockoff Jordan 1s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they hit his ass, though. But
is that, he's got the lightning bolt or something?
Yeah, the little lightning bolt on it. Yeah. Uh-huh. He lost his lawsuit. So, they really, Nike sued, babe, after all these years.
Yep.
Huh.
They're going after everybody now.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard they're losing a lot of money. Nike, is that true?
Well, they're doing it differently. So, they're taking Nike out of Foot Locker. They're taking it out of Finish Line.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking it out of Dick's. They're taking it out of a lot of places where Nike's going to open their own store, and then they're going to sell it straight from Nike. They don't want other retail stores selling their products no more. They don't want that. Because that's why the whole restock, their whole StockX market is crazy, because people are going and getting stuff from Foot Locker and Finish Line and then selling it on StockX. Mm-hmm. But if you go and get it from Nike and they're only going to make a certain amount of pairs, you're not going to be able to sell it on StockX for any more than it is on Nike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to reset the whole market. So they have dropped their stocks down, actually, if anybody's in their stock. Their stock's down, and it's going back up, but they're doing it where there's only limited drops now. They're coming out with everything that was hype, and they're remaking it again so that the price goes back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to reset the market is all they're doing.
So how do y'all feel about bots? Like, people, is that still a thing?
I hate bots. But
do you know people that, is that a real thing?
It's I've never gotten into it. It's annoying for me because I can't manually hit any of the stuff that I want because people are on there with 1,000 bots. But I know that they like they spend like crazy amounts of money to hit on these releases. And now with the Nike prices of shoes, I mean, a couple of years ago, you could go to the mall and find a random pair of shoes on a shelf and resell it, make 15, 20 bucks. Now it's like Jordans are coming out and they're sitting on shelves and they're going for under the retail price. But so botting has gone down in the ability to do it. But I mean, people still on the good releases, they say they're fighting it on the websites, but you see people getting 50 pairs of the same shoe when I can't get one.
Because it seems like, you know, Jordans was hard to get. Then it seems like that to answer that, Jordan makes more of the shoe than it, you know, it falls out. Then is that a true, like, that cycle? Like,
yeah, it's kind of like a trend. Like, certain shoes, like, were super popular back then, and then they went out of style, and then they bring one back, and it's like, okay, like, the fours became super popular in the last 4 years. Nobody cared about fours, and then all of a sudden, they're, like, the number one shoe now. But, like, then they make so many colorways of them, and then people kind of get bored of it, and they moved on to Dunks, and then they moved on to SBs, and they just start generating so many pairs in every colorway of the same shoe, and people get tired of it.
You know what release I'm excited for next year? I forgot about this. The besides the Galaxy Phone Posits, the Nike PlayStation, the PlayStation Air Force Ones.
Oh yeah,
oh, they're coming back out.
Are those coming back out?
Yeah,
really.
I haven't even seen that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
They dropped in. Well, they didn't drop in high school. It was like a, you know, limited release.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I wanted those so bad, but I'm not paying $300-$400. It was crazy.
Like, they're more than that now.
Yeah,
they're like three bands right now.
Yeah, yeah. They coming back out next year.
They're releasing some crazy.
Yeah,
they're
coming out. They're coming out the bag. Yeah, they said, because I was reading. You know, I follow up people on Instagram. They say they losing money, so they coming. They come and get a care. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't see Nike losing, though. I think they
ain't
got losing.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't losing. They just resetting it all.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like they're losing. They're taking all. You got to think how much they're making from Foot Locker and Finish Line and all them places. And they're taking their name out of all that. So they're losing money from them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't paying them no more.
Margins are stupid at Nike, too. Like any shoe retailer, they spend probably $5 to $7 on a shoe and they're putting it at $200. Yeah. Like,
they ain't losing money.
Yeah. It's a lot worse with clothing.
Yeah,
really.
In terms of margins, it's crazy margins. Like Billionaire Studios, this new brand that's out, and they're probably making their shirts for maybe at the most $8 or $9 for wholesale price, and they charge like $150 retail on their site right now. It's crazy.
We were just talking about that last episode. Like a lot of people that like maybe a local clothing line, they got a Gildan shirt with their logo on it, and they. That shirt costs $5 and they charge you $25, but Gucci and other brands, they paying $10 if that for a shirt and they charge you $200-$300. So who's getting a better deal? You know, I never got that, but I never got that. I don't know. I'm not really big into designer though. I'm a t-shirt, Amazon t-shirt, but I shoes, you know, I don't cut corners on the shoes, but as far as clothing line, cause I see it like every so many years, like they're saying the stuff is hot this summer. This is going to be on clearance rack. You know what I mean?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. It's all about brand awareness and what brands people care about at the certain moment. Like, I bet you Billionaire Studios would be gone in 4 months, maybe.
I never heard of it. I'm lost, yeah, man.
Like Hellstar, you've never heard of Hellstar, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's a big one right now, and it won't be big for that long. It's just
and Denim Tears got, you know, hyped up like a year ago. It's already starting to die off.
Yeah.
So who's Fear God? Who was that? What clothing was
that? That's Jared Lorenzo. He's a, like, artist for clothes. He does shoes, stuff, but I think he only works with Nike or Adidas, right? Ethan?
Fear God's...
It's Adidas. So you know the big shoes, the big basketball shoes that come up to like your ankle.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Fear Gods that they made?
Yeah.
He's the one that made those. He produces like Essentials, that brand. He does all that. But I mean, all his stuff, I like it.
So let me ask y'all this: what current basketball players, say, other than Jordan, like Curtis, currently playing like got the best sneaker line?
Anthony Edwards and probably LeBron.
Anthony Edwards is up there.
Yeah, that Anthony Edwards is nice.
Yeah, they real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie was for a while, but
Kyrie and
no longer at Nike.
Yeah. Paul George, Kyrie his shoes and Kobe is underrated.
Got the best basketball shoes though.
Yeah, I like them Kobe Sixes. I had the black snakeskin. Oh my god,
Kobe's best basketball shoe ever.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe. I liked the Paul Georges when they was hot. I liked them. I think those was underrated. But
did y'all like the high top Kobe's? The one that came? I didn't like.
I like low tops when I'm playing. Uh-huh. I like snug on my foot. I don't like it above my ankle.
Did y'all get the Kobe Grinches? Did y'all?
I had some reverse Grinches. I didn't hit them for retail, but I've never even had a Grinch. It's such a hard shoe to get your hand on.
LeBron 15 is my favorite basketball shoe to play in just because of how the snugness is on your ankle. I don't remember. You remember like the black and the gold ones? Remember those? Or is probably, it like equality on the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Yep, there we go.
That's that Fear of God basketball
shoe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the producer, man. B. Haywood, man. He just always on top of his game. I like the LeBron 9s. When they going to retro them, man? LeBron, I see they retro the 1s. They need to retro the 9s.
Yeah.
I just sold, like, I had about 50 pairs of LeBrons. I sold off of them all yesterday. I like LeBrons. They're not like a streetwear shoe for a lot of people. It's more of a hoop shoe where Jordan started out as a hoop shoe and became a streetwear shoe. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're great to play basketball in, but some people do wear them on the streets, and I like them.
So you sold 50 pairs in one day?
Well, yesterday I sold, I think it was like 12 pairs of LeBrons.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I kind of liquidated some inventory. Every couple weeks I'll liquidate like 100 pairs and make room to kind of, well, sometimes I won't make great margins on it, but I'll just flip that money back into new stuff so that somebody that's looking for something that we don't have, 2 weeks later they'll look and we've got completely new stuff available for them.
Ah, okay. So how do you find your bulk deals? You ain't got to give your secret out if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's secret.
Oh, okay, top secret, okay.
That one's secret.
Yeah, that's off camera. That's going to be on our Patreon, man. You got to pay extra for that.
100%. Yeah, subscribe.
So this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Like, who would y'all like to see? If y'all could see anybody on here, but y'all got to be able to make the call and hook us up, who would you like to be a good fit? You know, everybody can give me one if you like, you know, who would be a good fit?
I think
you said somebody that we can make the call to.
Yeah, you know somebody. But
I think we can get a high school basketball coach on here.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I think we can do that.
Who?
Any of them?
Anybody?
I know a couple of them, but I'm saying I feel like that would be a good audience for you and to come out them how they maybe started their coaching career and stuff like that. I think that'd be dope for me to watch because I want to get into that coaching.
I mean, I talked about him earlier, but my cousin Kevin, who was really into shoes. He's starting to get back into it. He went out of it for a little bit, but he's trying to become an electrician, but it's like, I mean, it's a cool job, but he's a cool dude. Like he's up to date with all his stuff, music, clothing, sneakers and everything. And he's trying to become something on his own instead of working for like a 9-to-5. So him or my friend Tyler, he's got his own landscaping business that he started as like a freshman in high school. He bought himself a Mustang and then sold that, got a BMW, sold that, and now has a crazy nice Audi and all on his own doing the landscaping. He's really good at what he does there. Yeah.
That's dope. Is he still in high school?
He just graduated. He's going to Bellarmine this year.
Oh, okay. Good shit, man. What about you, my man?
We got a few people. Probably first be my uncle. He's a DJ. He's been DJing for years and for like Louisville, like volleyball and like the football and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got a lot of crazy stories to put on here. And then another guy I met recently.
Yeah, give us his name.
His name is Jared Posey.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his DJ name?
DJ Impose.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. Another guy I met recently, his name is Fonz. You might know him, but he's doing, he does like, he's big into fashion. He's doing like a Dillard's fashion show.
Black guy?
This fall, yeah.
Okay, I know you're talking about. Yeah. Older guy?
Yeah, older guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's big into fashion. Like, he's doing a fashion show this fall. He's got a, gave me a lot of good advice so far, so.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good guy. So you looking to get into coaching?
Yeah.
I want but basketball?
Yeah. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I was a point guard, so I got that mentality to be the coach almost, so.
Yeah.
I feel like I can do it. And I like being around, I mean, like, I did camps for DeSales, did camps at Fern Creek, and it's just like being the, around kids and seeing them happy and them work through shit, because
right.
some kids don't understand that you might play 2 minutes and this other kid's going to play the like whole game,
yeah.
but it's just because you got to work harder than him in practice, or you didn't work harder than him in practice. You got to learn that. So I want to teach the youth as much as I can. I like that Ethan's got a bunch of little brothers, so mm-hmm. we can bring them into our store one day. I like giving people knowledge.
That's what's up, man, giving back to the youth.
Yeah, definitely.
So, point guard, so who was the best person you ever played with? I played against, rather. Either one.
Played against, I would have to say Reed Shepard was probably...
Played against Reed Shepard?
Yeah, we played against Reed Shepard and Travis Perry that's going there this year. Uh-huh. Travis Perry gave us 43, Reed Shepard gave us 37.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is this a regular season game or like a...
It was like one, Reed Shepard we played in the summer league game, and then Travis Perry we played at the holiday like shoot or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a tournament or whatever. We played him there. But them two... And then Louisville, I played Kenyon Gooden in grade school. He plays at Bellarmine now.
Yeah.
Nah, he was weak. I don't know.
Oh, man.
He's a football player, no basketball player.
Uh-huh. You said who? He's at Bellarmine now, who'd you say?
Kenyon Gooden.
Uh-huh.
He went to Rayfield. He was supposed to go to the Army to play football, and then Army's football team had some messed up stuff, so he's playing basketball now at Bellarmine. But he's a real athletic kid, good kid and stuff, so.
Y'all Louisville Kentucky fans?
Kentucky? 100%.
Louisville, there you go.
Oh. Got someone right.
I got a lot more friends in UK, so I'd probably lean UK on.
He an IU fan.
So what y'all think about John Calipari, man? But he had a lot of talent this last year. He's Dillingham.
That's what he is. He's a talent. He can bring the talent, but he can't create the talent.
He can't, man. He just don't know what he's
Coach
doing.
Coach Connor will.
Yeah,
there you go.
I will bring the talent. But the thing is, with every player, they haven't done that good at Kentucky. All the star players, Julius Randle, he had a good year at Kentucky, but coming in rookie year, he was great.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have did better. A lot of people, Karl Anthony Towns, they sold the bag. I mean,
yeah, they did.
Comes in, win rookie of the year. I feel like the NBA produces some of these guys and raises them up their first 2 years, and then you see them their fourth and fifth year, and they're superstars. But I don't think Cal does it. I don't.
Because DJ Wagner shouldn't have been starting.
Definitely not. Either one of them could have started. I mean, Rob or Reed. I didn't
get that. I don't know.
But I think that's personal ties with his dad.
And they had two lottery picks, and both of them were coming off the bench. Like, how does that happen?
In that championship game against, like you said, he sold the bag, Karl-Anthony Towns at 38 no season.
Yeah.
You got Devin Booker on the damn bench.
On the bench.
On the bench. I don't get that. I guess
for the USA team. You know what I'm
saying?
Right.
He's
now top five player in the world. And it's just.
So who's the GOAT?
LeBron.
Ah.
What you about to say?
Jordan.
Nah.
Come on, get out of here.
Larry Bird better than Jordan.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Do y'all follow the dude we done with the 90s? Do y'all follow him?
Definitely.
He's hilarious, man.
Yeah, hilarious.
He is hilarious.
I love him.
I got to keep my mouth silent, though. I can't be giving myself a bad reputation. All these people are going to hate on me for saying LeBron's better than Jordan.
But they ain't gonna say it. It's about 50-50.
Well, it's a different generation. I didn't get to witness him play. I seen clips of him play.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little different on how we view it. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch both play. So you got a better view on it than we do. But for overall player, I would say LeBron's the best player ever. Best scorer ever, I would say Kobe or Jordan. Durant, one of them two.
KD.
Yeah. I can give you Kobe. He's a monster too.
I think Jordan was also he was the best person to be a superstar. He carried himself well. He walks with swag. He had all the nice shoes, had all the nice clothes back then. So I feel like he was a good person to be raised up into the basketball community and
He became bigger than basketball. He definitely
did. I'll give you two reasons why people say MJ's the GOAT. First of all, because it's 20 years ago and we don't have him anymore. We still have LeBron, so they don't, you know, appreciate him. Second is because MJ, he more elevated the game overall.
Yeah.
Like elevated the culture around basketball and, you know, how many kids want to play and the shoes, all of that, people combine that and say, oh, he's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Just because of, you know, what he brought to the game. But we're talking strictly basketball, strictly hoops. LeBron wipes him every single stat, every single metric category there is. So
if you can't tell, this is like, he like is obsessed with LeBron.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with him.
Except
just,
winning.
I just know the truth.
Huh?
I just know the truth.
I guess you could say that. Why you say he's better? LeBron's better than Joe?
I mean, the Olympics were awesome this year. I mean, it was so fun to watch. And so I started going back. I was watching the 2012 Olympic team and the gold medal game, and then watch the 92 team in the Olympic game. Yeah. And as you're going farther back, the competition's not as great. The 92 team,
right. I mean,
they're winning by 40, but these dudes, like,
they were plumbers. Yeah,
they were not very good.
I don't think I remember MJ playing 7-4 sharpshooting slashers when he was in the league.
That ain't MJ's fault, though.
It's not
MJ's fault. And MJ gets all his credit because he is top three for sure in my eyes. So I will say.
But what I do give LeBron the edge at, like you said, it's a lot more shooting. So Jordan could took a playoff. Like, you only had maybe two or three scores on the court at the time. Everybody can light your ass up now. So they know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
So
But Jordan also had a better team than LeBron's ever had. So
yeah,
LeBron's playing against 10x better competition and at the same level as Jordan was compared to the competition that he was playing. So it's like, I mean, if they played one-on-one, I think we know who's winning, and it's not Jordan.
Nah. When are we going to give credit to Scottie Pippen, though? Why don't nobody give him credit? Nobody.
I don't know.
He had a top three defender on the scene.
He's the best Robin, though. He ain't a Batman.
But I know, but Robin. I'm saying you got to understand, having the best Robin with a Batman, that helps a little bit. What if LeBron had
the best Robin?
Say he had KD on his team, though, the whole time.
Yeah.
They would dominate everybody every time.
LeBron had to play two different dynasties.
Him and Kyrie could have worked out if they...
What dynasties?
The Spurs and the Warriors.
He did. And back-to-back years. He didn't take a, you know...
Literally.
That was a rough stretch.
During his whole prime, he's playing two
Celtics
super
too.
Dynasties.
Celtics.
He ended that dynasty, though.
He ended their whole life.
He was there for the end of the Pistons.
Yeah. You can say he put the fork in them, too, when he dropped that 25 condoms. Straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
That game is crazy.
It was.
And that's the thing... Back
Thunder?
Nowadays with LeBron and stuff, LeBron also gets who he wants on his team sometimes that. Jordan didn't have that. So Jordan did stick it out and he did hold down his team for the longest. So I give Jordan his credit where his credit's due, definitely. And I feel like it's just two different time periods where we can't really add it up.
I think Jordan was the best defender of all time. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I don't think he was the best defender.
I wouldn't say he's the best defender.
He's the best guard defender.
I'll put Tony Allen. You remember Tony Allen?
Tony Allen could lock somebody up.
Grizzlies?
Yeah, Grizzlies.
Yeah.
I mean,
where y'all put Paul George at?
Paul George is up there.
Paul George,
not in defense, but
25 maybe.
He's smooth. I like his game. Like, he's
like Kyrie, but taller.
Yeah, he can dribble. He can shoot it. Right when he got hurt at the Olympics, he was probably a top five player in the league at that time.
He was. I don't think
on the Pacers.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. No, maybe not in his head. He didn't have the dominance of other people, but when he was on the Pacers and played against LeBron,
he
was out there hooping. He was hooping.
I think after the injury, he never came back mentally all the way because that was a gruesome injury right there.
But, I don't think he ever had the itch to be the man. I don't think he wanted to be the man himself. Like, ever since he's gotten hurt, I know he's gotten hurt, but he wants to be the kind of the second guy everywhere he's been. And even going to the 76ers, he's kind of the second guy. I kind of wish he would have went to the Pistons, been their main guy, raised up Cade kind of a little bit, and I think they would have been tough over there.
I don't think KD gets enough credit at all.
KD's weak.
KD.
He can score, but he ain't no winner.
How come he ain't?
Was he one?
He had to play
Prime
Bron.
He hasn't won anything by himself.
Was he one?
You're right, but
KD ain't.
You don't
no
count
winner.
Them two in Golden State. You don't count.
I count them. No, I think. But he also had the best team ever.
Yeah, you know he was I'm the saying? Best player on the best team. But then he's gone on his own to be the best player with a. Not
and that's
as good
what I'm saying.
Team.
KD is a KD's top five player. Yeah, he's definitely a top five player. But I'm saying in the eyes of being number one, KD couldn't touch number one. Yeah. He can't touch.
But he's underrated though in terms of all time list. They don't really put him top five much anymore.
Like you said,
well, I don't think he's top five all time. I think he's top five right now.
A lot of people hurt when he went to. I don't blame him for doing it, but he went to Golden State. A lot of people, you know. Then afterwards, he left. You know,
he lost to them the year before.
That was the problem.
That was wild. You'll never see nothing like that again. That was the first time.
He got hated on so bad. Nobody
unless he
else
goes to
that.
The Timberwolves. That's what everybody's saying right now.
Really?
Yeah. Well. What, it's just a joke because they just beat him.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves beat him. And Anthony Edwards and him been like connecting.
He's a dog too, ain't he?
I love him.
I love watching
that's
him.
My next favorite player right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
He's kind of got the itch of Jordan and LeBron. So
yeah.
Maybe he'll
he's
got
to be like Jordan's long lost son or something. But the way he, I think he kind of like lives into it because people talk about it. But the way he carries himself, his swag, how he walks around, how he plays just like Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Man, it was good talking to y'all, man. This is a good conversation. Definitely. You know, got a good aspect. You know, different generations and stuff. But Jordan's still a GOAT. But this is the
slip that in there.
Yeah, this is the Big and Lazy podcast. So give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
I'll start.
Go ahead.
Big, something good to eat.
Like biggest a restaurant.
Steak, biggest steak you can find. I'd probably go Jeff Ruby's or JW Alexander's.
All right,
you got that money?
Yeah.
You got that money.
Big to eat.
Yeah. Not something big, but something like, you know, just, you know, something good to eat.
Yeah. I'd probably go any steak from JW Alexander's. Or you said lazy. What was it for lazy?
Something good to watch.
Something good to watch. Inception.
Inception?
Yeah.
What's that about?
With Leonardo DiCaprio, it's about like how they would go into people's dreams and.
But you get the pictures.
They would go into people's dreams and like, kind of control their mind. It's kind of a strange movie, but I like it.
Where could we find it? Was on Netflix or something?
I don't know right now, but that's just my favorite movie of all time, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Ethan?
I'll agree with him on steak. That's my favorite food. If you can cook a steak good at a restaurant, I could eat that every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm a big, like, 80s, 90s movie guy. I like kind of like mystery movies, not like horror, but like where you got to figure it out. I like The Usual Suspects, and I can't think of what it's called, but it's got like Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio,
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't. I don't know.
What's it about?
They're like, it's just like a crazy movie overall. It's like all over the place, but it's like they're killing each other and stuff and like trying. It starts with a D, I think. The Departed or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like movies like that where you got to like plot twist, figure out what's coming next. Like, I can usually read a movie pretty good, and I like older movies. The newer generation can't do it like they did.
I agree with that.
100%.
The superheroes, they kind of killed the superhero genre. They kind of killed movies, you know.
You like Marvel?
A little bit. A little bit. I'm not really. I like X-Men more of a. I'm an X-Men geek, but I'm superheroes. I'm cool.
For me, food wise, I eat anything, but probably my go to some chicken, just chicken and rice. I eat that any day of the week.
That's
so.
A good meal right there, chicken and rice.
I mean, I love Moe's and Qdoba, so.
I was about to say Chipotle, you know. Do you do the phone trick? They scan, you act like you're recording them, and, you know, they give you more or some shit like that.
Nah, I ain't done that yet. TikTok, I have seen that. Yeah. What you're talking about. Yeah, nah, I ain't done. I need to try it, though. I'm going to try it.
What about you?
I'm going to give y'all something to watch. It's called y'all seen it? It's called The Boys on.
Oh, my dad's been watching that.
I watched that one. Yeah. I watched it got crazy in like the last two seasons, but like.
I'm just on the first season, though. Like, that's crazy seeing superheroes and shit, you know.
I like Prison Break. It's a new show.
Prison Break is fire. Yeah.
It's about this dude. He gets locked up and then his brother tries to get him out, but he gets tats of all the prison.
Yeah.
Like, format on his body, and they figure out how to get out of the prison. And then he gets locked up, and now his brother's trying to get him out.
Really?
It's some crazy stuff, but I like it.
It came out a while ago, but I knew what you're talking
about. Yeah, it did come out a while ago, mm-hmm. but it just came back out on Netflix. Yeah.
That's what I like about Netflix. It brings like new audiences and new.
Yeah.
Because have y'all seen Your Honor? That's on Netflix too. It's got the boy from Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston. He's a judge down in New Orleans.
I haven't seen that. No.
I ain't heard
it's
that.
Just it just got two seasons and it's really good show.
Really?
Yeah, and it came out on HBO Max about 3 or 4 years ago, but it just came on Netflix. And you know, people talk shit on Facebook and oh man, it's a new show. I'm like, y'all late as fuck. I ain't gonna spoil it for you, like, but it's a pretty good show, man.
You like Breaking Bad?
I love Breaking Bad.
Did you watch Better Call Saul?
I didn't get into Better Call Saul.
I love that too. I thought it was just as good.
I gotta sit down and give it a chance.
Did you watch Snowfall?
Yes, Snowfall. Yes, Snowfall. I love Snowfall.
Snowfall was good.
That was wild, man. I almost that last episode hurt me, man. That was to see Frank go out like that.
You ever seen the show Atlanta? That's probably my favorite show.
We just talked about that last episode, man. That's crazy. Is that dry humor and shit like that?
Yeah.
What I'm about to say, another one. Y'all seen The Wire? Mm-mm. Oh, that's a good one, dude.
I watched like the first five episodes, but it's like super slow to me. Like,
it is.
To get into, you know what I mean?
But it's a good show, man. But it was a pleasure talking to y'all, man. Y'all welcome back anytime. Y'all want to shout out your socials, you know, where can they find y'all at? The address, you know, whatever y'all want to shout out.
You can find me on Instagram on 502Fitted or ConnorDick7. You can hit me for either one. DM me. Got any questions about the store, about clothing, anything.
Find me at 502Fitted or JoshPosey1 on Instagram.
If you're local in Louisville, 6500 Bardstown Road, that's our store location. Pull up there. If you're not, follow the Instagram. Again, 502.sneakersnkr plug. And we ship worldwide if needed, U.S. preferred. But, we'll get you right. We'll get you right.
Well, let me ask y'all, who y'all listening to? Who y'all got in the deck? Who y'all listening to?
No, more recently, I've liked a lot of old blues. But
there you go.
In terms of rap.
It rap anything. You don't got
in terms of rap, I'll probably go Kanye right now.
That's what's up.
I'm more Future, Rallo.
There you go.
Lil Baby.
I feel like it's like nobody's like dominant right now in the rap game. Like I don't really have a favorite. It's kind of what you just whatever's new is coming out.
Cause, yeah, facts.
Yeah, I just listen to whatever's good now. I've listened to a lot of Eminem right now. I liked his new album, and I went back and listened to all his old stuff. Shut up! Why are you laughing at me? But I like a lot of old rap like that. Jay-Z and Kanye back then.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, yeah.
Y'all going to the concert?
I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets are pretty cheap.
Yeah, they ain't that bad.
I was supposed to go to Travis Scott's concert in Louisville like January, but he canceled it.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all listen to Kid Laroi. He's coming.
I've been to Kid Laroi's concert.
With him. Yeah.
He's coming with him. They had a Fortnite. I played Fortnite. Y'all fucking Fortnite?
Yeah.
He had like a little special on there, and I was, I got hip to his music. I was playing with my nephew.
You like Laroi?
Yeah. I listened to a little bit of everything.
I listened to Lil Roy since he dropped his first song. Like I was like seventh grade or something. He came out with his first song ever, and I've been on him. I've merged from his first drop and stuff. And lately, he's been okay. He's kind of like been a little slower than he used to be more rap. But I like him a lot. I went to his concert last year, earlier this year with my girlfriend, and it was a really fun
down Lexington.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it was dope. Mm-hmm. And we gonna end it just like that, man.
Yes, sir.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Confirmed.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.